Welcome to Fueled by Grace. My name is Mark Shiver. So glad you're listening to the podcast, our first podcast of the new year. And a lot of people are so excited that 2020 is over, and I share that sentiment. It's been a rough last 12 months or so, and I've gone through two foot surgeries, still trying to heal, and it's just been one thing after another, it seems like. I know that the coronavirus has affected many people. I remember when it first started, several months into the pandemic, people were saying, well, I don't know anybody that's been affected by the coronavirus. And now I'm sure that all of us know somebody who has been impacted by this virus. And so we're continuing to pray that God would protect us and also eradicate this virus from our midst. But all of the things that have been going on don't change the one very constant that is real and stable and steadfast in our lives. God loves us. God loves you. He loves you more than you can even begin to imagine. God loves you deeply, passionately, without hesitation. He loves you with all of his heart. He loves all of us so much that he gave his only son to die for us, to forgive us of our sins so that we might not perish but have everlasting life. Isn't that amazing? If we could begin every day by pondering and thinking and meditating on the reality that the creator of the universe loves us. There's no, well, maybe God loves me today. Well, maybe God doesn't love me today. Oh yeah, God loves me today. No, it's constant every day. His mercies are new every morning, the Bible says. And so we rejoice in knowing that God loves us. And I believe there are some of you listening to this podcast that really need to be encouraged and believe that God loves you. He does. The Bible says nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. So receive that today, will you? Will you embrace that and let it become embedded in your mind and in your heart and in your consciousness and in your subconscious so that even when you lay down to sleep, you have a peace knowing that God loves you and that when you open your eyes in the morning to a new day, you know that his mercies are fresh and new and that he still loves you. He loves you. He loves you so very much. And some of you might be saying, well, you know, Mark, what does that really mean? I've lost my business during this pandemic. I've lost my job, or I haven't been able to really adequately supply for my family because of the economic challenges. God loves you, and he's there for you. And if we would put our eyes and our faith on him and trust in him, he will get us through this. He will provide. He will sustain us. And I know it's easy to get bitter and cynical. Look, I've been there. I have been fighting a faith battle since May of 2019 when my wife passed away. And I understand it's difficult and challenging to maintain an attitude of faith and positivity in the face of challenges, in the face of struggles, in the face of unanswered prayer, in the face of disappointment. I understand that. I get it. I really, really do. I'm right there with you. It's a struggle. It is a struggle to maintain a solid bedrock of faith in the midst of challenges. And yet the Apostle Paul, maybe looking in a telescope to 2020, he said, look what I've been through. I've been beaten, left for dead, naked, cold, hungry, accused. He went through all of those things. And that passage of scripture can zoom through the centuries right into this day and age. Paul said, we're perplexed, but we're not without hope. All the things that he went through, he didn't turn his back on God. He didn't lose his faith. He didn't lose his hope. And so we can stand here 2,000 years or so, whatever it is later, and say, yes, we have been downcast. We have been pressed on every side, but our hope remains. Our steadfast love of God remains because we know his steadfast love for us remains. God loves you. He has not abandoned you. And again, I understand. You might say, well, Mark, you know, I don't have a job. How can you say he hasn't abandoned me? He hasn't. He has not abandoned you. Listen, I have found out in the last several months that right out of the blue, when you least expect it, God can do something so amazing. All you can do is just sit there with your mouth open going, wow, what in the world? God has done amazing things in my life in the last 6 months. And I just shake my head in wonder and I say, wow, God, that's amazing. I had no idea that that was even possible. So I encourage you today to have faith, to remain strong, to remain steadfast. Believe that God loves you. Continue to receive His love for you. And out of that, you will have peace. You will have joy. You will have a sense of calm that you've never had before. God loves you. Don't let anything get you off of that spot. Stand on that rock, no matter how hard the wind blows, no matter how much rain and terror and fear may be trying to come against you. No. The Bible says terror and fear shall not have dominion over us. Stand steadfast on the rock of God's love. Don't be moved from that. And God, He's not forgotten you. He understands your pain. He understands what you're going through. He knows. He knows. And He has not abandoned or forgotten you. Live every day with an anticipation and an excitement and a belief that God can and will do the miraculous. He can and will amaze you beyond your wildest dreams, and He has not forgotten you, and that nothing can separate you from His love. His love brings peace. His love brings strength. His love brings a sense of hope and optimism. Listen, I think about Joel Osteen sometimes and how people like to attack and critique him, but listen to what he says. He says, don't give up. Believe that God has you in His hands. Believe that God has good things for you. So now, if you don't like Joel Osteen's message, would you rather hear me say, you know, don't believe that God has you in His hands. Give up. Just throw your hands up and lay down and just quit. How ridiculous would that be? No, the message that Joel Osteen has, if nothing else, it's positive and gives us hope. Listen, God does have you in His hands. You don't know what's around the corner. You have no idea. The Bible says that mind has not even conceived the amazingly awesome things that God has in store for those who love Him. So don't let negativity and cynicism begin to choke out your hope and your faith, but stand firm in the belief that God has you in His hands and that He loves you and that He cares about you. Are we going to understand everything? Absolutely not. I can testify to that. You know, put me on the witness stand and I'll say, I absolutely don't understand everything. There are very few things, as a matter of fact, that I do understand. But I know one thing. I know that God loves me, that I am loved just fiercely by my Heavenly Father. And nothing can separate me from His love, and nothing will change His love for me. So friends, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you today to believe that God loves you, to stand strong in that faith, to stand strong in that reality. If you do nothing else, set your face like a rock and say, I will not stop believing that God loves me. Receive His love for you. When you lay down, close your eyes, take a deep breath and say, you know what? I'm laying down. God loves me. I'm going to sleep the peace of the beloved of God. And I'm going to wake up in the morning and His mercies towards me are going to be brand new. And when you open your eyes, take another deep breath and say, wow, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because my Heavenly Father loves me. He didn't stop loving me during the night. In fact, the Bible says He sings over us. Isn't that amazing? So, I don't have any answers as far as whether or not you should take a vaccine or whether or not you should wear a mask or whether or not you should, you know, be quarantined. But I do have one answer, And that answer is that God loves you, and that he gave his son Jesus to die for you, and that nothing can separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, that his love is real, and it is for you, and it is available to you today. So my encouragement to you, brothers and sisters and friends, if this is the first time you've listened to this podcast or the 17th, understand and believe this simple truth that God loves you. He will never, ever leave you or forsake you. He has you in his hands, and nothing can separate you from his love.